listening to the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
You're listening to State of the Arts with Michael Sterling and Paul Strolli right here on LA Talk Radio.
You are indeed, and I am not. Paul Strolli.
You are not Paul Strolli, no. But I am. But I am the magic that is Paul Strolli.
You are.
I said yes.
Well,
I am.
You're looking pretty
I'm the man,
today.
The legend. Yes, exactly.
You are. Yeah. With a new, sporting a new look.
Yeah.
Aren't you?
Yeah. Well, you know, in my natural state.
Yeah.
Unshorn, unmanscaped.
Yes.
I'm Chewbacca.
Chewbacca.
Yes. So no, really, naked. I might as well just be wearing an alpaca sweater. That's what I look like.
Oh,
as I've said before, Michael.
You have.
As
yes,
I've
you
said
have.
Before.
Yeah.
Put suntan lotion on my back. It's like trying to get peanut butter out of a shag carpet. That's all I'm saying. Isn't that a nice image to go
it's
home with?
It's a good image. I will sleep to that image tonight.
But
I'm doing ghosts.
Henrik Ibsen's Ghost at the Edgemar Theater, the Edgemar Center
I
for the Arts.
I know you are. How's it going?
It's
you
going wonderfully, but I have project. To. I have to be aged for it. I have to be. He's a little. The character's a little older than me, and it sucks because. I already look my age,
yeah.
And I already have a wife who looks like she's 20 years younger than me, even though she's 2 years, 3 years younger than
That's
me.
In real life.
So already I look like a perv, just walking around regular life.
Oh,
and now
okay.
I look like an older perv, because I have this gray beard, which
well,
I'm
that's
not
nothing new in Los Angeles. You find him in front of you at the supermarket.
It's nothing new in Los Angeles,
right.
Or it's nothing new with me? Be
well,
more specific, Michael.
Well, let's say both, you and in L.A. How about
yes.
that? We cover all territory.
Cover the whole thing. Well... You want to thank our sponsor?
I do. I think we need to do that. We'd like to thank, ladies and gentlemen, our sponsor, Breakdown Services, the entertainment industry standard used around the world, providing the most professional means to reach talent agents as well as actors when casting a project. To learn more about Breakdown Express, visit them, please, at
That's easy for you to say.
BreakdownExpress.com.
Take his drink away. Just take it away. It's a little early in the day
show.
For him.
Yeah.
He's a little
phlegm.
We'd also like to acknowledge PerformingArtsLive.com, one of the Internet's most prominent listing sources for the live arts in Southern California. We're grateful to Performing Arts Live for lending their support to our weekly live arts calendar.
And Paul, joining us via telephone today.
Is it via or via? I never knew.
I say via, you might say via.
Let's call the whole thing off. Yes.
Yeah. Well, it was television and Tony-nominated Broadway star Craig Bierko, and we'll be speaking with him in just a few minutes.
Yes, Craig Bierko from, he was that I remember him from Sex and the City.
Sex
he played
City.
That jazz musician guy.
Indeed he did.
Yes, I do. And in studio with us is not only one, but two of the top five contestants in this year's annual edition of LA's Next Great Stage Star, an annual six-week vocal competition that is dedicated to discovering new young talent for the musical theater stage. Say hello to Stage Star's 2012 winner, Miss Chelsea Emma Franco, and third place runner-up, Tyson Pyle. Now, wait a minute. Before
applause, follow us.
Yes. Well, it was nice of you to bring the people with you.
Yeah,
we don't normally have that many.
You got it, Lana.
So, Emma, you, Chelsea.
It's, Chelsea. It's okay. Everyone just calls me whatever.
Okay, but Chelsea Emma, is that what it is?
It's whatever. Just whatever.
Call it
no.
Chelsea.
No, you can call me Chelsea, Chelsea.
Chelsea
Emma.
I was right. There's an Emma in there.
No, yeah, that's my middle name. Okay.
But you prefer Chelsea.
That's my name.
What are the odds you would prefer to be called by your first name?
Yeah.
Yes.
I don't know.
You know what my middle name is?
I'm afraid
Bernard.
To ask.
Elvis.
What?
Elvis? Yes.
Really?
No way. My middle name is Elvis.
That's
yes, it is.
Paul Elvis. Strolli.
My name is Paul Elvis Strolli. Yes. And if you believe that.
I was gonna say.
But before we talk to Chelsea though, I want to know. You have him. He was not third place. He was second and a half, right?
Well, he says second and a half.
David, don't turn in. Don't tune in.
He said second and a half. Okay.
He said second.
All right.
No.
He's
never.
Just. But the card he's holding up right now says, "Call me second and a half. Call me second and a half." He's not actually.
Oh, don't leave markers and paper in front of me. I'll do horrible things. You're lucky it was words.
And not drawings.
Yes.
But, you know, before we talk to these lovely young people
yes.
and to Mr. Bierko, Paul, how was your week?
It was good. It was
yeah.
good. I've been completely and utterly mired in... I auditioned for this show. I don't know if either of you know Ghosts, but it's... You don't. Not the movie. You don't leave humming a tune. Not the film. It's heavy Ibsen drama.
Oh.
And it's.
You know this, Jones? Huh?
I can imagine.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You say Ibsen, and already it's just like, get the sharp things away from
out of here.
And the thing that was a little dodgy about it was that they lost their Pastor Manders. The role that I'm playing is Pastor Manders. And they've been rehearsing already.
Right.
So I got the script, and I got about 2.5 weeks to put it together.
Nice.
And,
it's the challenge of being an actor.
And it's an epic role. I mean, it is just like, it's a lot of lines.
Yeah.
And very emotionally taxing, too. So it was not a fun week, but it was a real joyous, creative week. But not what I would call, yay.
Yeah.
But, you know, the bourbon helps. The bourbon helps significantly.
It's through a couple of acts.
Yes.
Doesn't it?
It gets me to intermission.
Because there are 12 acts, correct?
There are 12. There's a meal break.
Right.
No, I'm kidding. How was your week?
It was the same as yours, actually. It was very
full. Oh, great. Back to me.
Very full.
So...
Kidding.
And we're
very
back.
Full. You know, we closed LA Sanctuary Station last Sunday, and we had a marvelous closing.
And you said this was one of the most, this year, I mean, it's always good, but this year the talent was just transcendent.
Superb, yeah.
Yeah.
Probably the best of our 6 years.
Yeah.
Aww.
Yeah. Yeah. And I understand Emma here.
Get out of here. It's
called Chema. Just
Chema, there you go. Yeah. Yeah. So it was great, huh?
Yeah, no, it was terrific. And, you know, we set a precedent in our sales. It was completely sold out.
Oh, wow.
Right as we were opening, it went completely clean for 6 weeks, which is amazing.
So you're still using my face on the marquee to get those people?
We are. Yeah.
That's so it's you.
Yeah, that's me. Yeah. It was a long time ago.
And we had a wonderful... after party, Paul, at the new home of Sterling's upstairs.
Yes, I wasn't sure. I didn't want to bring that up unless you wanted to bring it up. But that sounds fat. That's at the Federal.
It's at the Federal, the beautiful Federal in NoHo, in the Arts District, right across.
Is that because there's no prostitutes there? Is that why they call it NoHo?
NoHo. Yeah.
Sorry,
no.
It was a long walk.
No.
Yes, it was a long walk for the store to be closed.
No.
Yes. I love that place, the Federal.
It's beautiful.
It's like loft.
It?
Did you both go there after the event? Oh, because you had the little shindig.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah.
It's beautiful.
He's putting it together now. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I was thrown by the lack of prostitutes.
Yes, I know.
It just threw me.
So we had a wonderful get together there, and they had a sneak preview of Sterling's upstairs at the Federal, and which they'll both be headlining this year.
Yes, sir.
As well as our other.
Oh, that's part of their. That's part of their award.
Prizes, yeah.
The major award.
That's right.
As they say in A Christmas Story, the major award.
We survived the show. So we survived.
Yes. Survived it. But it's not. I mean, the thing is, though. I mean, I know I did not attend this year because of scheduling. I wasn't able to see it. Plus, Michael also said you guys sucked. But. Of course I'm kidding. Yes. But boy, you rolled your eyes so loud there.
So loud.
But I just love, I mean, and you can both attest to this, and I'm sure we'll talk about this, what a blast it was to do. And it's just such a cool room. You know, the vibe of the room, it's very New York supper clubby. I hope you're able to replicate that at the Federal.
Even more so.
You think?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's a totally different experience.
I agree.
And it's very contemporary.
That's a good question, actually.
Edgy, but yet with a 1930s... circa era feel, if you will.
I won't put Michael on the spot. I'll put the two of you
You'll
on
cry.
The spot.
Okay.
You've already performed at Sterling's upstairs at Botello's. Mm-hmm. Lovely room, great vibe, all that.
Yeah.
But you now have gigs at Sterling's upstairs at the Federal.
Yes.
Happy about that?
So
stoked. Yeah, I'm really excited.
That's good.
It's a beautiful, beautiful place. And it feels, for the context of a headlining arrangement, once all of you listeners go see it, it's just that total perfect vibe of what it's supposed to be when you're up there doing headlining your own gig.
Because I only saw the pictures on the website of the room, which
you see the stage?
I saw the stage, but it's a long shot on the web.
It's a long room. Yeah.
Yeah, which is good.
It's got a
I really like it. It's beautiful.
But will it retain the intimacy though? Because I know it's got the high ceilings and all that. Are you gonna?
It will. Yes. Reconfiguring for me. You know, they're meeting my specs, and it'll have a different, even from what they saw. It'll be slightly different.
There'll be chairs and tables and.
warm it up a little.
People can actually eat at their tables.
Right. Really? Yeah. What are the odds of that in a restaurant? That they would actually offer a flat
serving. Have to hold their lasagna in their hands.
No.
Just gobble it.
Why did you instantly pick the messiest food possible for that?
Because holding a hamburger is not hamburger without a plate.
It was admirable. Well, that's how McDonald's got the whole thing that McDonald's got started and why they took off.
Why?
Because they were selling things that you could had to cut with a knife and fork, and all the college kids would come by would steal all the silverware.
Oh.
So they started inventing food that you could eat entirely with your hands.
I thought it was because their food could no longer be cut with knives and forks.
It could be, yes. Because it's
awful.
Yes,
it was fighting back.
Because it's made of gym mat material.
Exactly.
Oh, that's great.
Shall we give Chelsea her due?
We shall. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
I will
give
my due. The heat is on.
I will give Chelsea / Emma. Her due. As announced just a few minutes ago, we have two very special guests in studio with us today. Our first guest is from Apple Valley, California, and she drove in from there. Claims she was singing the music to Jeopardy from the time she was in the cradle. And we're definitely going to have a sample of that before this hour is over.
No.
And she's been singing ever since. Last Sunday, she sang a different song, one that gave her claim to the title of LA's Next Great Stage Star 2012. Please welcome 21-year-old Chelsea Emma Franco.
Oh, yeah.
Yay.
How are you?
I'm
so
great.
Abrupt.
What?
I said it was so abrupt.
So abrupt. Thank you so much for scrambling here. We know you have a lot on your dance card because you got over here and then you got to fly out of here as soon as we're done. But we're very, very grateful to have you.
Oh, I'm excited to be here. Thanks for having me.
Especially after what has been probably a pretty stressful weekend with all the performing.
Oh, man. It's like, what's going on here? Like, well, it's insane. Yeah.
Well, you know, the great things that are happening for Chelsea and certainly for Tyson as well and all of our top five is that they're all now swinging out of the competition and into the business side of all of this, which is meeting with all of the agents that want to sign them as a result of the competition, and making that perhaps life-changing decision now to have professional representation when Chelsea's been through her meetings and she's making that decision, or perhaps has made her decision, I'm not sure, but it's
why
all...
is she shaking her head?
I've made my decision, but it hasn't been announced.
We haven't gone live with the decision yet.
Maybe you should make that announcement on live radio.
She might, but I'm here in Jeopardy first. She wants to make that announcement. We got to hear the Jeopardy song.
That's true.
But so what are you? What was your? Is there a winning song? What was the song that you ended your? Or did you do?
I sang for the after I found out that I was in the top five. Then I sang my top five song, which was A Piece of Sky from Yentl.
Okay.
And then I guess that's the one I won with because then they announced that I won. So
whatever the last thing out of your mouth was before they announced it.
The interesting thing, Paul, is that after all the kids sing every single week, all 20 of them sing every single week, no eliminations. Last week, they sang for the last time, and those scores were tallied to determine who the top five were.
Okay.
So that was audience votes and the judges' votes from 6 weeks. Then after the determination of the top five, all of those votes were thrown out, and only the judges could vote.
Oh, okay. That's new.
That's new this year.
All right.
And so much was new this year.
Oh, everything was new this year. And, welcome to the meeting and new rules.
Yeah. Exactly. So it was that performance. They were judging that performance in time, and everybody was on a level playing field.
Of the five. Yeah. That's great, because up until then, what's so cool about the competition is that you, like you said, everyone gets to perform every week.
Right.
So you don't, because everyone and all performers know this, but you have off nights, you have or off afternoons, depending on when you're singing, and the opportunity to bounce back over the course of that is great.
It's and awesome. Everybody did probably have their off night.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh yeah. You know, well,
to the extent of which, whatever that means, but I mean, certainly people, you know, did better on other weeks, and it depended on...
Have a call-in, Michael.
We have a call-in already?
We do have a call-in,
fantastic.
Yes.
Fantastic.
We have a call-in. Should we take it, or should we just let it ring?
No, we definitely should take it.
I don't know.
What do you think?
Absolutely. Let's see who's calling in.
This is State of the Arts. You were talking to Michael Sterling and Paul Strulli on State of the Arts. Who are we speaking to?
Hi, this is Carrie St. Louis.
Yes. Carrie, I love you.
Hello.
Hi, everyone.
How are you, sweetie?
I'm great. How are you guys doing?
Good.
We miss you.
Carrie, I'm going to guess, and, you know, call me a sleuth, but I'm going to guess that you were in some way involved with LA's Next Great Stage Show, yes?
I was. I was a contestant or a competitor. I don't know what you would call them, but yes, I was. With Tyson and Chelsea.
Yeah.
And are you here to tell us all the backstage dirt about what divas they are and what egomaniacs?
She plays
I have dirt for you. No, I'm kidding. They were great. Everyone was so, so friendly during the process. I don't have any bad things to say about anyone.
But Carrie is the second runner-up.
Oh, okay.
In the competition. So right. She is a fabulous singer and a lovely, lovely girl.
Well,
yeah.
Thank you.
As opposed to a not so lovely girl.
You know, so in other words, so she came in second, but she just couldn't be bothered by stopping by here. Is that what it is?
She has an appointment.
I know.
I have an appointment. Yes. That Michael called this morning and said I could call in and talk to you guys.
Yes, I'm funning with you. Michael told me the whole story.
I'm funning.
Oh, okay.
I'm funning with you. Yes.
You're for a boozled.
I'm said it. Yes. I sounded very foppish there, didn't I? I'm funning with you. I'm funning with you. Now,
I'll be gone.
Yes, I'll be gone with you. But thank you so much. Now, did you have as good an experience as our in-studio guest did? Did you enjoy the process?
Yes. I had a great time. I didn't know anyone going in, so I met, 19 other people that are in the same place that I am, which is a little scary trying to break into the world of musical theater in L.A. and I guess in the U.S. But yeah, it was just such a great experience. I learned so much, and now I would just there's so much has come out of it as well, and I'm just so grateful to everyone that's involved that's helped every one of us. I'm sure everyone will say the same. But
oh, that's great. That's
well,
great.
Yeah, definitely worth it.
If I may say, you are an extraordinary young woman and an extraordinary talent and a wonderful actress.
Oh, thank you.
And like everyone else in this competition, you were all so fierce, and you are going to have such an amazing career ahead of yourself. And we can't thank you enough for being in Stage Star this year, and we look so forward to taking that journey with you as you head on into musical theater here in L.A. and across the country, as you just said, and hopefully on Broadway and any place else that you want to sing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, thanks, Michael. I should call in every day.
Whenever you need a confidence boost.
There you go.
Thank you so much for calling
in. Daily affirmation. Thank you. I have so much fun.
Okay.
I'll talk to you guys soon.
Have a good
evening. Bye, Carrie.
Bye now. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh, she's just too sweet.
Yeah.
She's very, very sweet.
She's
I didn't
amazing.
Mean to. I shouldn't have funned with her.
That's yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah, she's amazing.
She is a lovely girl. From That's SC. Great.
From South Carolina?
No, from USC.
USC.
You didn't say U. You just said SC.
Oh, it's been
That's
one of those days.
What?
Oh, is that what it is?
One of those.
Yeah. Apparently, when you say funning, you don't really know the jargon.
And it brings out a foppish.
Yes, I'm a foppish. And it's for hoodles.
That's what it was.
It's
not
for hoodles.
Not for boozled.
For boozled. It's like, where did you get that? This was all pre-lobby banter before you got here. Yes.
Oh, well, good, because I was confused.
Yes, yes.
And Chelsea. Yes. We want to know about your life
it's
here.
It's Emma.
Chema.
My mom calls me Emma Jean, so like she's
Emma
been calling
Jean,
by my first
that's
name.
It's like Norma Jean.
Yeah, her middle name is Jean. My
Who's watching
Emma.
Smash? Oh. Are you watching Smash?
I'm watching Smash.
Yes, yeah. Please.
Are you watching it?
I haven't watched it yet because I'm learning lines.
Oh, that's right.
Yes, I have no life.
I am an actor.
No.
I hope it makes it. It went to plummeting down on the second episode.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I watched it.
It was the biggest premiere of a drama
of course
for NBC.
It would be. They put more money
in 8 years.
They put more money into that promotion. I mean, you could not. I mean, everything was promoting that thing, and it looks fantastic.
And it is.
The first episode was incredible.
Really was it?
Intense. Like you're hooked. Like well, you're like, I gotta watch it.
Definitely a soap, at night.
Yeah,
a soap,
right.
But it's a fun one. And my concern is always about the niche market. The niche Broadway market.
I don't like that kind of language, Mister.
which part of that sentence?
I don't know.
How loyal they're going to be, but the voice leading it, leading in.
Yeah.
To Smash. That's why it got those amazing numbers the first week. So
yeah.
It didn't go down by 50%, certainly, but it went down 30%.
You mentioned The Voice. Do you watch that?
I do.
Do both of you watch The Voice?
No.
I
don't watch that one.
She is The Voice.
Yeah. Good, Michael.
I approve of The Voice.
Say that again.
Yeah,
say that again. Would you, Michael?
She is The Voice.
Okay.
Oh, there we are.
Yes.
Do you watch it, Tyson?
I have. I mean, I can't say that I watch it. I don't watch a whole lot of TV, but when people talk about it, I certainly pretend to have watched it.
Yes. Yeah. I used to do that same thing with sports. When I used to tend bar as a younger person, I don't follow sports at all. And when you tend bar in a sports bar, it's a tough thing not to know. So what I would do is I would take the first person who came in and I would ask them all about the game and whatever, and they would tell me, and then I would adopt their opinions for the whole evening so I could talk to people.
Oh
yeah, could you believe that play in the third quarter? Just I had no idea.
I have to say though, you've said a lot of funny words so far, intelligent words. I love that you say tend bar.
Yeah.
I tend bar,
yes.
And many foo-boozled clients come in.
For huddled.
What would you say instead of
the booze?
I think you bartend, right? You're a bartender.
No.
It's either or.
I don't disagree.
I was a bartender or I tended bar.
A bartender.
I'm merely stating how classy you are.
Oh, what? There you
I'm
go.
Merely stating how classy.
Thank you. I'm cultured. He needs to get out more.
I'm in theater.
But anyway, no, I meant... I do watch The Voice on occasion.
Yeah.
I kind of like that show.
Yeah. I've watched it like twice.
It's interesting.
Yeah. No, you said you hated it. You rolled your eyes. Don't backpedal now, Emma. Don't backpedal, Emma Jean.
Emma Jean Franco Chelsea.
Yes. Marilyn.
No, but I'm always interested by people who are, obviously, you two are very gifted. You're winners.
Thank
and you.
You
do this and you have lovely voices. And I'm always curious because I don't sing. I used to, but I don't anymore. I just out of practice. But I'm always interested in watching those competition shows for people who actually do it. Do you think about... all I can think about is the anxiety. All I can think about is how stressful it would be.
I mean, I appreciate those kind of shows because they...
Consonants are good on the radio, too.
Moving on.
Yeah, anyway.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I mean, I appreciate these kind of shows because they give an opportunity to people who otherwise maybe not wouldn't have an opportunity. I think there's a lot of untapped talent out there in the world. I mean, I certainly came from a small town of people that I know are amazing and probably will never get seen unless they do something like, get out there. So I think shows like that are important. But there's also the production quality where kind of things get lost in the mix.
Are there any of the competition shows that you do enjoy?
I watch American Idol.
Okay.
And I watch Idol. Yeah, that's the granddaddy.
Yeah, I watch American Idol. Yeah.
What about the dancing shows? There you go.
Wow.
Those are the ones you like.
I love So You Think You Can Dance.
I used to
watch Dancing with the Stars a lot with my grandma.
Not so much. So many a little bit like that.
Well, because my aunt was like world champion in ballroom and
So
that's why I watched that one. Yeah.
So you have a knowledge of that as well.
Yeah, it's a little bit of a different, like, a lot of her friends kind of, like, are on that show, so. So I watch it, and I'm like, oh, yeah, that's really awesome, so.
One of your friends on the show?
No, my aunt's friends.
Oh, your aunt's friends. Yes. And who would that be?
Friends-in-law.
Well, actually, Mary Martin is one of my aunt's best friends from So You Think You Can Dance.
Oh, Mary Martin.
Mary Martin, yeah.
One of the judges.
Yeah, the judge.
The one who's got that really high-pitched laugh.
Yeah, that's her. Yeah.
I don't think it's Mary Martin.
What is her name?
Mary Martin was Peter Pan.
You're
on
right.
Broadway.
Who is that then?
This is Mary Fahoodled.
That's her name. I think it's Fahoodled.
I know she's Ted's bar.
Mary, quite contrary. I mean, she has this enormous voice, speaking voice. She is and she's a hoot, really.
A
little bit of her goes a long way, but... Yeah.
Well, she just looks like when she gets really animated.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, she gets a little Chucky-like.
Yeah.
She gets very sort of manic and.
She kind of vibrates.
Yeah,
she
I like her.
Vibration is a good quality in a person.
Oh yeah. I think so.
Yeah. It was missing for one season, but they brought it back.
So did they bring her back?
Yeah, they did.
Who did they have for the interim?
They were trying other guest celebrity judges. And so forth,
rotated?
They still do that.
She was taking a break.
Yeah, okay.
She was doing other things like on Broadway and stuff. So.
Oh, well,
she was?
Yeah.
Oh,
dancing on Broadway?
Burn the Floor?
Dancing?
I think she was in it and she also choreographed for it. Holy so she was doing her stuff.
I think that's the thing about those shows that people fail to realize. They just see these judges up there and they just go, oh, look, she got the role of a judge. And then you realize the pedigree of these people and real people and that they really know what they're doing and that you don't cast that role.
Nope.
You find, that's a skill. That's true.
That's very true.
Mary Murphy.
Mary Murphy. There you go. Mary Murphy.
So Mary Martin, we got back over in your brain.
The radio sound bites.
Yes,
of course.
I wanted to ask Chelsea a little bit about her, the way that she really did start singing, which, you know, by her biography claims to be Jeopardy.
Wow,
and then her mom is a wonderful performer as well, and a very, very good singer.
Very much so.
Who, obviously, you must have inherited it from her.
Oh, yeah. I mean, she's
And she
insane.
Taught you things like the harmony game when you were little.
Yeah, she did.
What is the harmony game?
It's our own little creation. She would, like, sing a note, and then she would, like, say, okay, this is the note. You sing this note, and then she would, like, try... like do a harmony note to it, and so then she would teach me like to hold harmony with other people so that I wouldn't like start to go to the other person's note. So it would like teach me like ear training, and she did like she would like do stuff like, okay, so go la la la, and then I would have to like repeat exactly what, and if I did it wrong, she'd be like, no, that's not right, and then she would like teach me again so that I would get a really good ear trained just as like a youngster, like in the car seat in the back, you know.
Yeah, like, and how old were you when it was
like the... in the car seat, like,
oh my gosh.
Like a little girl.
That's so cute. Oh, wow.
Yeah. Not bad for a PK.
That's cute.
Yeah,
it's SC.
No. It's a PK.
I don't know.
No, it's what is PK?
What is PK?
Pre-kindergarten?
No. That was a good guess.
The Garden McKin.
What did you say? PK.
A PK.
Yeah. What is that?
A pastor's kid.
A pastor's kid. How am I supposed to know pastor's kid from a PK?
Because you're cultured.
Yeah, I thought that's what that was about.
If the pastor is not Ted Marr, I don't know what's going on. Pastor's kid. Not bad for a PK.
Yeah.
Is that a term that is out there, or is it one you just invented?
No, PK is normal.
Is it really?
Yeah.
You want to hear the worst part? You know when I'm playing in Ibsen's Ghosts? A pastor.
A pastor.
Yes.
Great.
I don't know PK. Maybe I should learn the jargon.
Maybe
I should.
Well,
I'll just sit back here. You guys go do your thing.
Talk amongst
us. I'll sit here quietly.
I do want to bring
We have another call.
Yes.
Oh. Should we take it?
Really?
Yeah.
What's the number that's coming in?
Let's see. Well, let's answer it and we'll find out.
Here we go.
Welcome to State of the Arts. So this is Paul Strohle with Michael Sterling. Who are we speaking to?
This is David Laffey.
Whoa!
David Michael Laffey.
David Laffey is on the phone. How are you?
Hi there. Good. How are you?
Good.
We are better for you being with us. That's how we are, David.
Butterfly boy.
David.
your cohort here, David, Tyson Piles, is sitting across from me.
Three and a half. Let's go.
Three and a half. Rock on, brother.
David shares the third place title with Tyson Piles, and David is equally as talented.
Stellar.
And amazing.
And why has Tyson crossed his name out on our script and written his
David,
above
it's
it?
It's not true.
What is that about?
I'm pretty sure. I think I got the third place trophy, right? You got the fourth place.
That's true. No, honestly, when we handed the trophies, I lost track of what was going on, but they handed me a fourth place trophy, and I just assumed a fourth. I was like, I must have got fourth place, whatever. And then I found out, I tied with David. He's got the third place trophy.
Is it just alphabetical? Is that what it was?
No, it doesn't matter.
Get it. David.
Hey, I would have split it down the half, down the middle if we could have.
I'll hold you to that. I'll take you to a sawmill.
David, share with us your experience real quick about Stage Star, and because you were just so extraordinary in this competition, and we couldn't have asked for a better group this year. How was it for you?
It was stressful. I mean, it was 6 weeks of just deciding whether or not you're going to sing a song that you already know, or you're going to take on the challenge of taking a new song on and trying. You know, I can't tell you how many times I was at work throughout the week just saying words in my head or saying them out loud while I'm at work, and people are looking at me as I'm like walking through the hallways at my job. They're looking at me like, what are you doing? Like, what are you possessed? week three was one of the roughest ones, I think, for me.
Week three? Yeah, that was, like, my hardest one, too.
I think so, too. I don't know why.
I think it was because it's so, like, large of a time period that you could have chosen from.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was hard.
For sure. But other than that, I mean, I met a lot of nice people, and you know, I had a lot more people to, like, follow their journey as well, and hopefully we cross paths again. That's what I'm looking forward to.
Good. Crossing fingers.
Well, we're counting on it soon.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
It's really nice. It's really nice to, as an outsider, to see and hear and see the sense of camaraderie that is built from this event. It's very cool. Yeah.
Absolutely. God. And yeah. And David, like our top five and some of our other contestants, he's in his round of meetings with all of the agents as well and getting in ready to make that very serious decision. And
can you get me in any of these meetings?
Sure.
I know a guy.
Everyone, all these kids need grandfathers. You know.
That's true.
Pervy.
So, Mr. David, thank you for calling in on your day off, no less, and all the way down there in San Pedro. You are at home, are you?
I am actually at home, yes.
Nice. All right. Well, you enjoy the rest of the day, and thanks for taking the time out to call.
No problem.
And we will see you and talk to you very soon.
Yeah, very soon. Thanks, guys.
Bye, David. Facebook me.
Have fun. Bye.
Bye. Nice kid.
Very nice.
Yeah, he's so very awesome. Nice. His voice is so huge.
Is he really?
It's a big,
like,
huge
it makes
voice.
You melt. Yeah.
I don't know about melt, but...
definitely melt. Yeah,
yeah. Okay. You know what? We'll melt.
I am going to...
call.
Yes, we have to call. We have a call, one of our guests here, and we're going to call in Osh. I'm going to call Mr. Craig Bjarko, so I'm going to call the phone right now, and
really
I hope that this goes to the 646 number. Yes, it probably will. And we'll see if Craig is there at the ready.
Chelsea, calm yourself.
Calm down, Emma.
Okay, sorry.
Hello.
Hello, Mr. Bjarko.
Who needs to calm down? What's going on? Everybody all right?
You have a young lady
everybody
in
all right?
here. You have a young lady in here losing her mind.
Yes, we have a huge fan of yours here in the studio with us today. How are you? Thanks for joining
us. How tall is she? How tall is this person?
Let's see. Stand
up. A quarter. I'm
good five. God, you're in there with some kind of mastodon. Are you all right? Can you send help?
How are you?
Oh, I'm fine.
Do you know
I'm
who this
fine.
Is? Do you know who this is that you're speaking to? Questions get harder as we continue, Craig.
Well, I know that you're calling from show business.
Oh,
that's all my agent said.
Yes, it's we're State of the Arts, and we wanted to chat with you about this thing that you're doing for
hello there.
Children's Hospital.
Yeah. Hello.
Hello.
That's right. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you fine. Can you hear us?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you know what? I'm actually staying at my cousin's house.
Okay.
Beautiful in the Palm Desert. Beautiful spread.
Nice.
But it's got that AT&T.
Right.
And I don't know and there's like a weird echo, so I don't know if you started a sentence or that's the end of mine that I'm hearing. You know what I mean?
Oh, okay. Well, let me ask you this. Do you have the interweb on? Is your computer working?
Yes, I believe it is.
Turn the sound down on that if the sound is up on that.
Oh, no, that's that. Okay. I mean, it's not a problem. It's the actual phone itself.
I see.
Yeah, there's just a little bit of a delay. That's all right. It's okay.
Do you want me to call you back?
I don't listen to myself. I haven't since the 80s anyway, so it doesn't bother me.
None of us have, Greg. None of us have.
Well, tell us about the performances at Indian Wells Theater and what it is. It's benefiting the University Children's Hospital. Is that what it is?
Yeah, it's Loma Linda University Children's Hospital. And, what it's going to actually benefit is a pharmacy for the pediatric division that's going to get a pharmacy that's actually closer to the pediatric division, and because, you know, seconds save lives.
Right.
And so this is within the context of the hospital, it's a rather minor change to the complexion of the hospital, but it's a big deal in terms of saving lives. And they've been wanting to do this for a while. And I think they needed, you know, something that was just the right size so they could sort of raise that money, and we fit the bill. So, we stepped in and here we are. You know, it happened very fast. I became affiliated with the hospital, casually. I'm not actually affiliated with the hospital. I visited my cousin, Dale Rotner, who is on the board of Big Hearts for Little Hearts, which is the organization that put together this benefit and wanted to raise money for this pharmacy. I was visiting her a couple years ago. I was doing a show on Fox called Unhitched, and it was unwatched, and I was unemployed. But the day after I was unemployed from Unhitched, I my cousin called and said, "Will you come out and visit us? We, you know, we're kind of out of the celebrity beltway." And I was like, "Well, listen, you and me both now." But it was a free meal. I'm an actor, so I went. And I'd actually been promising to do that for a little while. But I really didn't expect anything other than driving across the desert, listening to a Boston CD, you know, whatever. And I'll get there, I'll have a free lunch, I'll see my cousin Dale, and then I will go home. And a woman who met me there, Joanna DeLeon, who's since become a friend, said, "Have you ever been to a children's hospital before?" And I said, "Well, just the once, you know, to be cute." And she said, "Okay." And I walked through, and the second I walked through, I was startled. I guess I just didn't have any expectation. And the very first thing I saw was what looked like a kind of a big lung, the doctor holding like a lung. And I thought, "God, that guy's in shit bad. Whatever happened to him, he's in bad shape. There's just a lung left." But it was a baby. Oh. And it was horror. And, I just started, you know, my cousin actually thought I was having an allergic reaction.
Wow.
She said, "Do you have allergies?" And I went, "No, this is human emotions. You've never seen this before."
Wow.
Yeah, I just started losing it. And I was so moved by everything that I saw at this hospital. But the thing that really got to me, and I think what has deepened and created my commitment to this place in the first place was a couple of things. But the main thing coming out of that hospital was the gratefulness from the doctors for my being there. And when I say that, I have no illusions about myself, you know. Most people, listen, sometimes I get recognized, but sometimes people are like, "Were you at Glenn's wedding?" Like, that's the level. So I'm happy to help out when I can. But these people were truly grateful that I was taking the time out of my day to come and support them. And there are things that they need, you know, that they need more money because these guys are on the cutting edge, and these are the people who pioneered the first infant heart transplant. Remember Baby Faye?
Oh, wow.
I was handed during the tour by Dr. Leonard Bailey, the guy who performed that procedure, a prototype for the first artificial infant heart, and I was holding it while it was dialed into this child's chest.
Oh, my gosh.
And I had some, I mean, there were about 7 or 8 of those moments in this hour and 15 minute tour.
Wow.
And it leveled me. It leveled me.
You don't leave that unaffected. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, that's extraordinary. And you should be applauded for doing what you're doing for this wonderful, wonderful hospital. Again, ladies and gentlemen, Loma Linda University Children's Hospital. And a performance that Craig Bierko is taking part in, which is Celebrity Autobiography, which is a fabulous and very fun kind of way to spend an evening with celebrities reading autobiographies of other celebrities.
Hysterical, yeah.
And now you mentioned celebrities. Can I tell you who's going to participate in this?
You may.
They're driving. They're coming out. They're crossing the desert as we speak. It's biblical. the first person ever to hire me in big time show business was Valerie Bertinelli. We did a show together called Sydney. We did 13 episodes, and don't pretend to remember it. But she's coming out. I just did a Hot in Cleveland with her, so we had a little bit of a reunion. She's going to come out. Florence Henderson is coming. Martin Short, the hilarious Martin Short, is coming. Mickey Dolenz, who I've always wanted to meet, has been a hero. He's coming. Andrea Martin, Martha Plimpton, Lainey Kazan, and we're going to be doing a show called Celebrity Autobiography, which is people who are like us getting up and reading other people like us's autobiographies.
Okay,
so I'm going to be reading from I might be reading from Ivana Trump's autobiography, actually.
Yeah.
Martin Short going to be reading David Hasselhoff's.
Oh my gosh!
Oh, man.
And it is one of the most hilarious evenings you can imagine, because it's all done with a straight face.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
And Craig, our friend Florence Henderson, our friend here of State of the Arts, is reading from Snooki's autobiography. Is that correct?
Naturally, as one would expect. Yes.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, let's tell them how to get tickets for this.
Yes, we will. The ticket information, first of all, it's at the Indian Wells Theater. That's 37500 Cook Street in Palm Desert. And for tickets, you can go to, is it Loma Linda Health?
Yes.
LomaLindaHealth.org.
Yes.
That's LomaLindaHealth.org, not .com. And the tickets are $75 general admission, $100 for preferred seating. And there's VIP tickets for an 8 p.m. show at 150 that includes preferred seating and a dessert reception with the cast.
That's right. And people also, Paul, can call the events direct line, 909-558-3555. And again,
I was going to mention that. And they put together, can I mention another line? Because they've been having some trouble because they're getting a little overwhelmed. They created another site that's www.LLUCH, Loma Linda University Children's Hospital, LLUCHCelebrity.org.
LLUCHCelebrity.org.
Right. And I wish we could add another show, but we got just the two, and it's a relatively small theater. So if you're hearing this, I'd hurry up.
Well, okay. You're doing an amazing thing. Big Hearts for Little Hearts, ladies and gentlemen. Big Hearts for Little Hearts Desert Guild.
Thank you, Craig.
Craig, thank you for joining
us. My pleasure.
And Craig, would you do
guys
me a favor?
Great.
Would you do me a favor? When you get this thing together, tell Mickey Dolenz that I think he has one of the great rock and roll voices of all time. The Monkees song.
Have you heard his new album?
I have not.
It's called King for a Day, and it's awesome. He sounds better than ever.
Okay, we've got to listen to that. The Mickey Dolenz.
I'll tell him that. I will tell him that.
Hold on one second, Chelsea. You want to say something to Craig?
Hi.
Hello.
That's all she could get.
You sound enormous. How tall are you? You don't sound that tall. But I understand you're an Amazonian freak.
No, I'm not.
Okay. I'm sure you're not.
Totally adorable.
Thank you, Craig. We'll talk to you soon. Thank you for calling in.
Thanks, guys. Really appreciate it. Bye-bye.
What a nice guy.
Very nice man.
Yeah, truly.
Very nice man.
That was amazing.
We have to roll into this ball.
Going to give him his, give Tyson his due.
Absolutely.
Oh, my.
Also 21 years of age, ladies and gentlemen. Our next guest is new to the Los Angeles area, having moved from his native Fresno to Southern California late last year, tying for third place with David Michael Laffey, who we just spoke to at LA's Next Great Stage Star. He is here today to talk about that experience and what the future holds. Please welcome Tyson Pyle.
Like
a little rock and roll.
Yeah.
Or you, sir.
Yeah. How are you?
He loves those high notes.
Well, and he hit a pretty pure one there. That was pretty good.
Don't fan
the fire.
Just like ixnay on the I notes. I note A.
You know, Tyson and I yesterday, real quick, just have to say that, about my friends down at Musical Theater West.
Oh.
Fiddler on the Roof, Paul.
Yes.
Fiddler on the Roof was not at Musical Theater West. That was at Glendale Center Theater playing yesterday.
Right.
But down at Musical Theater West was Man of La Mancha.
Amazing.
Yeah.
That was incredible.
With the amazing Davis Gaines.
Davis Gaines, who was on our show last week.
And Leslie Margarita.
And Leslie Margarita, who is a...
Stunner.
She was great. And she was good as Aldonza.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Yes, she was killer.
What a gorgeous, gorgeous production. And it is doing amazing business down there at Musical Theater West.
Yeah. I think I heard it's going to be their highest grossing.
Probably so. Sheesh. And it's only there until the 26th of the month, I might add. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm just talking about it because you really have got to go see it. If you've never seen The Man of La Mancha, and this is your chance to see someone like Davis Gaines from Phantom of the Opera on Broadway, and Leslie Margarita, who won an Olivier Award for her performance in Zorro the Musical, which she's now done all over the world. But go down there and see them. And it is musical.org for tickets. And the tickets are so reasonably priced. An 1,100-seat theater, just gorgeous.
Stunning.
And put your bid in there for the tickets, because if you don't, you're not going to have any chance to get a ticket.
Yeah.
Call 562-856-1999, extension 4, or again, online, musical.org.
Musical.org.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Beautiful show.
Yeah. Insane.
Sounds it.
Everybody, Jason Webb and Damon Kirsch and Steve Glaudini, the artistic director, producer of Musical Theater West, was actually in the performance.
Yeah, I remember Davis was talking about it.
Yeah, it's just not a piece I see done so often.
No, he made that point, too. It's not produced very often.
It's not. The only other time I've even heard of it being done is when I did it in high school.
Did you?
All high school, yesterday.
High school.
he said that with contempt.
Yes, well.
I did it in high school.
It was like 3 years ago.
right. It was yesterday. I graduated. I actually got to go, guys.
When I did it in high school in November.
I get it. I'm 12. No, but it's an amazing piece of theater.
But before, congratulations on your second and a half place win.
It's third and a half. Lovely. Glad to share it with Michael.
And what was your winning song? What was the last thing you sang?
Well, the last thing I sang, last thing that I sang was, choking.
It's contagious.
It's At the Fountain from Sweet Smell of Success.
Sweet Smell of Success, At the Fountain.
Yes, At the Fountain. It's brilliant. It was one of Brian D'Arcy James' iconic roles, and he was incredible in it, and that's kind of what started me on it, that song.
I was curious about people who sing musical theater and in this sort of a climate of a cabaret and that.
Sure.
What are your musical tastes outside of musical theater, like contemporary music? Where do you find your taste lying?
You know,
you too.
I definitely listen to show tunes more than anything, which is so stereotypical, but I love it, so get over it. but I definitely love classic rock. I love love me some Led Zeppelin. I love AC/DC. I love Scorpions.
Thank you for knowing what classic rock is. We had someone on, and they were young, and they said, I love classic rock. I love Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Oh,
and I love it's like
alternative.
Go a little farther back. Well, it wasn't even that. It was a matter of time. It's just like they considered that old.
Yeah. You know, I get what you're saying. Yeah,
that's what it's a classic.
No, yeah, that's the kind of stuff that I, you know, when I'll be at the gym or, you know, running or on a bike or something, and it's so funny. I'll be like, yeah, AC/DC is great. Cool, I'm bored of that. No. Book of Mormon. Like the transition is just.
Oh yeah, no, I tell you, one of the best albums for the treadmill is Meatloaf, Bat Out of Hell. Side one of Bat Out of Hell is the perfect treadmill thing because it starts slow with Bat Out of Hell and goes all the way up to what's the last one on side one is, see, I'm dating myself because I'm talking about
you're
sides.
Saying side one
and that's hard
I'm
to
talking
do
about sides
it?
Yes
it's hard to do isn't
happy.
It
yeah because I'm thinking in
and
terms
your,
of albums
your little
yeah.
tape recorder as you run
all revved up with no place to go that's it they're all revved up with no place to go it used to be the end of side one when
back in my day when we had turntables it's hard to get the Victrola on the turnstile.
I'm not so much a fan of Meatloaf.
What?
The Meats. I'm not so much a fan. Never,
really?
Ever since the Celebrity
oh,
Apprentice.
Oh, yeah, but you can't equate the Celebrity Apprentice. The man has one of the great rock voices of all time. Bat Out of Hell is anthemic. Yeah. It should be a musical. Bat Out of Hell should be a musical, don't you think? Let's write it now. Shall we?
And go.
You don't like Meatloaf because you don't like how he was on
the
Celebrity Apprentice. That's how you're going to evaluate a talent?
It shocking that anyone could behave like that on television.
Please.
I'm sure it was scripted.
And you have... and
sadly not. Sadly not.
Back to Tyson.
But that's all right. I've heard
back to Tyson.
Say another that one.
Don't, Tyson, I like. He could be on Celebrity Apprentice.
Yay!
Right?
The least celebrity apprentice ever. I'll be like the guy shoveling dirt in the background.
Why?
You're fired.
Tyson, what do you think of Los Angeles?
It's incredible. It's totally different from a small town, where I grew up. It's got a lot of things. It's definitely not a podunk town. But
you've been all over.
I've lived in Texas, I've lived in Utah, I've lived in different parts of California, but that was all before like fourth grade. So thankfully I remember it all. But LA has got so much to offer and it's amazing and it sounds cheesy, but it's kind of like I moved from a small town and it's exactly what I expected and hoped for. So far. Anyway.
And, you have this instant network of friends from this event.
Yes. I came into LA in August and I knew about the opportunity for Stage Star and I auditioned and thankfully I was cast and immediately it was 20 friends at a table.
Yeah.
It was never a competition. No one was ever cutthroat or anything like that. So,
and I have to say, and it's a lovely thing for you to say, but I have to give kudos to Michael and Tony Monsieur for the way that the climate that they create there. It's all
that's
positive.
All
it's all supportive.
Thank you.
And you should be applauded for that, Michael. It's a good thing you're doing.
Definitely.
It really
is.
And Tony will thank you for that, too.
Yes, he will.
That's super.
And I still haven't gotten my invitation to perform, but I'm sure that's just lost in the mail. It's not an issue.
We're
lost in the mail.
Do you have a seniors tour?
We might just for you.
Seniors tour, headlining at the Federal.
Right. You have a brother, Dylan.
I do have a younger brother.
Did he get to come and see the competition?
No, he was working. He works for a beer distribution company and. Don't think
and beer even, needed to be distributed.
And in the drunkest city in the United States, as quoted by a recent poll, needed our alcohol.
What is the drunkest city?
I think Fresno, and I'm not knocking Fresno by any means, but I think it has been voted either the city with the most DUIs or just the... I think that's what it, like, it came to, per capita or something like that.
Wow.
But saying that, I've never...
We're number one.
What a thing. But saying that, I've never once, I don't think in all of my years living there, I don't think I ever saw like a drunk driving accident or had been like...
Or like a drunk stop or, you
know... Yeah,
like
there's been drunk stops all the time, but I've never seen like crashes or... You'd think with that, with small town and drunk, it's just people like massacring.
Yeah, right. 40 car pileups.
Yeah, just every day trying to get to work. Ugh, not again.
Wow. Wow. You know, this is... Hour has gone by so fast.
It has. Oh, it has.
Justine Huxley was scheduled to call in as well and say hello to us all. And she had an audition, a very important one.
Well, that's a good thing.
Didn't know the timing of it, so she was going to text me if there was a problem. And so we're going to have to say hello to Justine on another day. But you know what everyone's waiting to hear? Just a little bit of
Chelsea Emma
Frank.
Yes, and we will have her play us off the air because we only have about 15 seconds left, but we'll play it out a little bit.
Live at Shirley's Upstairs last Sunday.
Let's give this a little listen, shall we?
Yeah.
Shall we? Okay.
Everything I promised him is here.
Michael Sterling and Paul Strolley, right here on LA Talk Radio.